Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. A Bay City mother accused of starving her 4-year-old son now faces an upgraded charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at his death in 2024, had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube, was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder along with first-degree child abuse and the death of her 4-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors alleged Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required a feeding tube. A preliminary hearing is set for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and the new hearing is scheduled for February. Burke remains held in a Bay County jail on a $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. The Michigan Lottery announced a Carol Man is a super raffle winner. Gilbert Godinez won $100,000 on November 19th with super raffle number 188964. The 69-year-old player purchased the winning ticket at Thumb Meat Market located at 200 East Frank Street in Caro. He plans to use the funds to invest and travel, according to the Michigan Lottery. The lottery's super raffle had the biggest payout. Its top prize was $6 million and two $1 million prizes. Other prizes included $1,200,000 prizes, $3,500 $500 prizes, and $15,100 prizes, according to the lottery department. And the Sebring DPW was able to get several projects done before winter arrived. A new steel roof was installed on the South Park bathroom. Buildings were winterized and a new swing set installed at the Pitcher Park. They were also able to get all of the white birch tree clusters planted at Pitcher Park. The DPW reported the United States Army Corps of Engineers, or ACE, removed the yellow sediment catcher along the South River bank. ACE also is doing a survey of the old spoil ponds at the mouth of river to determine how much storage room is available for future river dredging. Quotes are sought for two-way radios to be installed in the dump trucks, the JCB loader, and the GMC pickup for better communication between employees. And for our national news, in transportation safety, the NTSB released preliminary updates on recent rail and aviation incidents, focusing on maintenance and procedural adherence. Investigators cautioned that full analysis take time and rely on comprehensive data. Industry groups highlighted safety culture improvements, including reporting mechanisms and training refreshers. Agencies encouraged public patience while evidence is collected and reviewed. And in our international news, in Venezuela oil tanker seizure, actions involving a Venezuela-linked tanker drew diplomatic attention and legal scrutiny of sanctions scope. Maritime enforcement procedures were examined in court filings. Energy market watchers assessed supply implications and insurance risks. The case underscored complexities in international shipping compliance. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get along with your obituaries and weather right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.
And I have one obituary to share with you for today, December 12th, 2025. Eugene Grifka, 90 years of age, of Bad Axe, passed away December 11th, surrounded by his loving family. He was born in Tye, Michigan, on November 20th, 1935. Eugene honorably served in his country in the U.S. Army from 1953 to 1955. Massive Christian burial will be Tuesday, December 16th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert's Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church here in Bad Axe. Visitation will be Tuesday, December 16th. From 10 until the time of service at St. Hubert's Parish, with burial following in Sacred Heart Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials in Eugene's name may be offered to the Knights of Columbus of Bad Axe, and condolences may be shared with the family at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. And you can get your news and obituaries anytime at thumbnet.net.